Jesus Christ arose from the dead. This is one of the most central and one of the most important teachings of the whole Bible. And when we look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we find that this fact is taught abundantly in all those books. So for us today, to think about Jesus rising from the dead is something that Christians accept. But it was not always easy for people to accept that Jesus was going to rise from the dead or that he did rise from the dead. Now, Jesus had told his apostles many times that he was going to be killed, but that he would rise from the dead the third day. For instance, in Matthew chapter 16, beginning in verse 21, the Bible says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Peter did not want to hear what Jesus was saying, because Jesus, the Messiah, was talking about evil men killing him. Well, Peter didn't want any part of that. Peter didn't want that to happen. Peter did not understand that it had to happen in order for Jesus to fulfill his purpose in coming to the earth. And that's, of course, when Jesus rebuked Peter in verse 23. Well, the Bible also says in Matthew chapter 17, beginning in verse 22, "And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry." Now, I'm turning next to Mark chapter 9, because in Mark chapter 9, we find in verse 31 these words, "For he taught his disciples and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him." Now for you and I, as we look back on that event, it's rather easy for us to say and to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. But these disciples had the mindset that the Messiah was going to be an earthly king over a political empire. And they could not in their minds fit together the idea that the Messiah would be killed with that kind of concept of the kingdom. So the Bible says they didn't understand what he was talking about and were afraid to ask him. I'm simply showing here today, folks, that Jesus had told his disciples many times that he was going to be killed and that he would rise from the dead. So there's not a lack of teaching there. It's not because Jesus didn't tell them, it's because that they simply did not understand what he was saying. Now with that in mind, let's go to Luke chapter 24. This is where we're studying from. We're in the last chapter of the book of Luke in our broadcast. And we're in Luke chapter 24 today, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher." Now, the "they" here refers to the women, and the Bible is going to identify who those women are, but these are women followers of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that they came to the sepulcher. Now, this is the tomb where they laid the body of Jesus. And they're bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. So Jesus has been raised from the dead. And in verse 4, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments." Now these men are angels. Angels oftentimes appear in the Bible in the form of men. And so these two angels are there. The Bible says they are in shining garments. And in verse 5, "And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth," this is the women now, "they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you while he was yet in Galilee." Remember the passage that we read just a little while ago where Jesus was in Galilee with his followers, and he told them that he was going to die. And he told them also that he would rise the third day. Well, that's what these angels remind these women of here in verse 7, saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." So there's no real reason why that the followers of Jesus should really misunderstand what was going to happen to him. But again, folks, you have to put yourself into the shoes of these people. They had such a mindset about what the Messiah was going to do and the fact that the Messiah was going to be their next great king over political national Israel, that the very concept of him being crucified, the very idea of him being killed, much less rising again from the dead, was something that was just foreign to their thinking. So these angels say, do you remember what he said to you? He told you that he was going to be killed. He told you that he was going to be crucified. And he also told you that he was going to rise again. He said, I'm going to rise the third day. And that's when the Bible says in verse 8, and they remembered his words. So here we find then that the women are the first ones who come to the empty tomb. And they're told by these angels that Jesus has risen from the dead. Later, he's going to appear to the apostles on numerous occasions. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6, that on one of Jesus' appearances, after he was risen from the dead, over 500 people saw him at one time. That's 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6. Now, isn't it strange, folks, that they are unbelievers and they are skeptics today who have come up with all kinds of ways to question, to doubt, or even deny the resurrection of Jesus from the dead? There were some cults, for instance, in the first and second centuries, who said that Jesus was really just a spirit, that he really didn't have a physical body. That's why sometimes people stress the fact that they believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, because there have been liberal people, as far as theology is concerned over the years, who have denied that Jesus really rose from the dead as far as his body was concerned. And this is nothing new, because there were some groups in the first and second centuries who said that Jesus was a spirit and that he did not have a body of flesh and blood. Some of them said he was just a vision. In other words, he was just a spirit. And when the apostles saw him and when the apostles were with him, they actually saw a spirit, but he didn't have a body of flesh and blood. Well, that's just absolutely false. And we're going to see that later in Luke chapter 24, because Jesus says in Luke chapter 24, and verse 30, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see me have." So Jesus was not a mere spirit, either before he was crucified or after he rose from the dead during his time here on the earth. Then there were other people in the first and second centuries who said that Christ was a spirit that happened to enter into this man named Jesus, who happened to be from Nazareth. He entered into him, and then he left him at the cross. Well, that's just a fable. That is just not true. These are just ideas that people came up with in those ages. Now, this may have been an early form of what the Bible refers to as the Antichrist heresy. In the book of 1 John and in the book of 2 John, we read about Antichrist. An Antichrist were people who said that Jesus did not have a body of flesh and blood. They said he did not have a physical body. That's all an Antichrist was in Bible times. I know that many times today when people talk about an Antichrist or the Antichrist, they have in mind something entirely different. But that's not really what the Bible says. That's something that men have come up with, but that's not what the Bible says about the word Antichrist. It was simply a person who denied that Jesus had a physical body. Well, there have been people over the years who have tried to deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ in this way. Some people have said that the disciples were hallucinating when they thought that they saw him after he died. Now, that's really stretching it there. That's really grasping for straws. And yet you'll find that some atheists and some agnostics will tell you that. that the disciples thought that they saw Jesus, but they really did not. Well, that would be a strange thing according to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6, because the Bible says that over 500 people saw him at one time. Were they all having the same hallucination? Well, that's just ridiculous, isn't it? Then there are other people who say that Jesus really didn't die, that when they took him down from the cross, he was just unconscious. He just swooned, in other words. Some people call this the swoon theory. So these people say that Jesus really didn't die. And when they took him down and laid him in the tomb, that he was just unconscious for that period, and then somebody went and got him out of the tomb. Well, that is absurd because the soldiers made sure that he was dead. Let me tell you something, folks. If these Roman soldiers knew anything, they knew about life and death. They knew when a person was dead, and they knew how to kill somebody. So when he was nailed to the cross, and one of those soldiers took his spear and pierced the side of Jesus, he was making sure that Jesus was dead. So don't let anybody tell you that Jesus was not really dead. The facts of the Bible tell us that he indeed was dead. On the other hand, Muslims deny the whole story of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. In fact, the Islamic teaching is that Jesus did not die by crucifixion. Now, here's what the Quran says. It says, quote, "They said, we killed Christ, Jesus, the son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. But they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them." So here's a book written almost 600 years after the New Testament appears, and this book says, no, that's all wrong. That didn't even happen. Jesus was not even crucified. When even unbelieving Roman historians tell us that Jesus was executed by Pontius Pilate, just like the New Testament tells us. So it's not a hard call to make here, folks, as to which is right and which is wrong. The Bible is right, and the Islamic Quran, believed by over a billion people on this earth, is absolutely false. And tomorrow what we plan to do, Lord willing, is to look at how even the apostles of Jesus responded to the news that he was risen from the dead. And we'll look forward to studying with you at that time. Thank you for listening today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.